Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. All right, today we're going to break down some of my favorite sales books, and I actually added some entrepreneurship books at the end. That's kind of my bad, but I realized that I haven't really done like a book review. I've kind of done tools and resources reviews, and I think I might do more of those in the future. But I think book reviews, tool reviews, I think they're good because there's just so much out there. So for people that are just jumping into this, if you're just jumping into building something or you're just jumping into the world of, hey, I've been working a job and I kind of want to learn a little bit more, it's actually super intimidating and overwhelming. So I'm hoping that this can give these types of segments where I review some books that I like or I review some tools that I actually use can kind of just start to point you in the right direction. That's my hope anyway. So let's see how it turns out. So today, sales books that I like and some entrepreneurship-y books, they kind of blend. The worlds kind of blend though. You have to be able to sell to build a business and everything entrepreneurship is kind of sales anyways. So first book that I love is called The Challenger Sale, Taking Control of the Customer Conversation. It's by Matthew Dixon and Brent Adamson. So the main lesson in The Challenger Sale is that the most effective salespeople are those who challenge their customers to think differently about their problems and solutions. And they do this by teaching them something new and valuable and tailoring their message to the specific needs and goals and then taking control of the sales process and outcome. So when you're selling something, you're not just solving for a pain point. You have to bring more to the table than just this is the pain, this is the solution. And why is that? It's because customers can research. And I think if I look at the data, something like 70 to 80% of the customer journey, meaning all the information they need before they actually buy something, is done before they even speak to a sales rep. So if you want to stand out from all your competition, if you want to really be compelling and you want to, if you really, basically, yeah, just get the deal done as opposed to let your competitor win over the deal, you have to teach them something new that they can't just Google. And this means that salespeople have to have some insight, some perspective, some context that can actually teach some buyer something new. So if you want to sell something, bring value to the table. This is the way sales is. This is the new sales paradigm. And this is what differentiates somebody who's good at selling versus somebody who's just, meh, okay. Some other things that you're going to learn in this book, how to identify and develop the five types of sales reps. They actually classify sales reps into five different categories, the hard worker, the relationship builder, the problem solver, the lone wolf, and the challenger, and why some of those types don't work so well in a modern sales environment. They break down why challenger is the most successful type of sales rep in complex B2B sales environments, but also in other types of sales environments as well. How to use insight and constructive tension to create a compelling case for change in an organization. How to overcome objections, how to overcome resistance by changing the customer's perspective, and how to coach your sales team. If you are leading a sales team, if you're an entrepreneur or VP sales or sales manager or director of sales, to adopt this challenger mindset. Next book, which is awesome, $100 million offers, How to Make Offers So Good People Feel Stupid Saying No. This is by Alex Hormozi. Now, the main lesson of $100 million offers is that the offer is the most important factor in any sales transaction. So this shows, this book shows you how to create these grand slam offers that are irresistible, incomparable, profitable, and risk-free for your customers. This is more catered towards a B2C or an SMB market where there isn't as long of a sales cycle, so that people are making quicker decisions about buying the product or service. But ultimately, it's about crafting that offer. So it can be applicable to enterprise, B2B, or B2C. So when I say these acronyms, business to business or business to consumer, you have to learn, and you should learn, and you will learn from this book, how to set your pricing based on value, not cost, how to break down your offer into four components: the core product, the bonuses, the guarantee, and the payment terms, how to use psychology and persuasion techniques to enhance your offer and overcome objections, how to test and optimize your offer using data and feedback, and how to scale your offer and your business using systems and automation. Next book, Fanatical Prospecting, the Ultimate Guide to Opening Sales Conversations and Filling the Pipeline by Leveraging Social Selling, Telephone, Email, Text, and Cold Calling by Jeb Blunt. The main lesson of Fanatical Prospecting is that prospecting is an incredibly, you know, it's funny. Every single book says this is the most important, this is the most. So the first book was challenging is the most and educating is the most. And then $100 million offers is offers are the most. And then prospecting is the most. They're all very important. But the point is, this teaches you how to do the thing very, very well. So in this book, it says that prospecting is the most important activity in sales and business development. And Jeb shows you how to become a fanatical prospector who consistently and persistently reaches out to potential customers using multiple channels. So an omni-channel approach, which is very important for sales. You're not just hitting up the customer on email. You're getting them everywhere. And how to do this at scale and authentically. Another few things that you learn from the book: how to overcome fear of rejection, develop a positive mindset, very important. Prospecting is a very hard job. He has a few different rules. So the 30-day rule, the law of replacement, the three Ps, pipeline process principles that all help your sales pipeline and prospecting. Create and craft compelling value propositions using Jeb's five Cs: clear, concise, compelling, credible, and confirm. To communicate with your client effectively. How to leverage social selling, telephone, email, text, cold calling to open sales conversations, how to handle objections, and then how to follow up with prospects and to quote Jeb until they buy or they die. The next book is called Exactly What to Say, Your Personal Guide to the Mastery of Magic Words by Phil M. Jones. In this book, you learn how the right words at the right time can help you influence and persuade people in various situations. The book uses 23 quote-unquote magic words or phrases that can trigger positive responses, overcome objections, create curiosity, build rapport, et cetera, et cetera. Some other things you're going to learn from this book: how to start a conversation with anyone by using "I'm not sure if it's for you," how to make a suggestion or recommendation by using "just imagine," how to get somebody to agree with you by using quote "most people would agree," how to ask for a favor or a referral by using quote "don't feel like you have to," but how to create urgency and action by using quote "when would be a good time," how to avoid sounding pushy or salesy by using quote "how open-minded would you be," and how to handle rejection or negativity by using quote "before you make up your mind." This book is great because it also provides a ton of examples and exercises for each magic word or phrase, as well as some tips on how to adapt them to different contexts and scenarios. It's designed as a workbook that allows you to write down examples and practice them until they become natural. It also encourages you to create your own magic words based on personal style and goals. Next book is The Way of the Wolf, Straight Line Selling, Master the Art of Persuasion, Influence, and Success. This is by Jordan Belfort. This teaches you how to sell anything to anyone by using a simple and powerful system called straight line selling. The book teaches you how to master the art of persuasion and influence by following a step-by-step process that guides your prospects from open to close. Some of the things you're going to learn from this book would be to how to create rapport and trust using tonality, body language, and mirroring techniques, how to identify your prospects' pain points, needs, wants, desires by asking smart questions and listening, how to present your product or service as the perfect solution for your prospects by using features, benefits, and logic, how to overcome any objections or resistance that your prospects may have by using deflection, reframing, looping, and trial closes. How to close the deal with confidence and urgency by using action words, assumptive language, and time constraints. And how to follow up with your prospect and get referrals by using gratitude, testimonials, and incentives. This book also provides examples and scripts for different types of sales scenarios, such as cold calling, face-to-face selling, online selling. And the book also explains how to apply straight line selling principles to other areas of your life, such as personal relationships, leadership roles, public speaking, etc. And the book is based on Jordan Belfort's own experience as an incredibly successful salesperson who made millions before he lost it all due to fraud charges, but he did convince people to buy. So there's something there. Next book, you may have heard this before, How to Win Friends and Influence People. If you have not read this book yet, please read it. It's by Dale Carnegie. It's a classic self-help book that teaches you how to improve your interpersonal skills to achieve goals. The main lesson of the book is that you can win people over by being genuinely interested in them, respecting their opinions, praising their achievements, and appealing to their desires. Other things you're going to learn in this book, how to handle criticism and complaints without getting angry or defensive, how to make a good first impression and build rapport with strangers, how to persuade others to agree with you or support your cause by using logic, emotion, and authority, and how to motivate people to change their behavior or attitude by showing them the benefits and avoiding arguments. The book is based on Carnegie's personal experience, as well as his observations of successful leaders and influencers. It contains many practical examples and anecdotes that illustrate his principles, and the book has honestly been incredibly well-received, widely praised for timeless wisdom, effectiveness, that helps people improve their relationships and careers. Next book, Unbreakable Laws of Selling by Jeffrey Gitomer. Jeffrey Gitomer is like a sales guru. He's been around for a while teaching sales. And the book teaches the fundamentals of the sales process to help you achieve sales goals. And the main lesson is that you can sell more by following these laws that he lays out that are based on principles of human psychology, communication, and value creation. A few things that he goes into: how to attract willing buyers instead of chasing reluctant prospects, how to build trust and rapport with your customers by being authentic and helpful, how to ask powerful questions that uncover your customers' needs, wants, and motives, how to present your product or service as a solution that benefits your customers, and how to overcome objections and close a sale with confidence and ease. And this book is based on his own experience, as well as his working with like hundreds of salespeople, maybe thousands at this point. Tons of practical examples that illustrate the laws. Again, a widely praised sales 101 book, simple, clear, effective, and it helps people go from that zero to one as a salesperson. And the next two books are actually, I told you I wanted to do sales books, but then I threw in two entrepreneur books. So I'm, you know, whatever, apologies. But they're books that you got to read. Zero to One, Notes on Startups or How to Build the Future by Peter Thiel. This is a book that teaches you how to create innovative and valuable businesses that can shape the future of humanity. The main lessons in the book that you can go from zero to one when building a company by pursuing a unique vision that challenges the status quo and creates something new. The book covers how to avoid competition and create a monopoly by dominating a niche in the market, how to build a strong team and culture that shares your vision and mission, how to raise capital, how to invest wisely, how to focus on long-term growth rather than short-term profits, how to identify and leverage the secrets of nature and society that others have overlooked and ignored. Very cool concept. And how to anticipate and prepare for the future by looking at trends. Again, it's based on Thiel's personal experience, tons of insights and examples. And the last book is another startup book, The Lean Startup, How Today's Entrepreneurs Use Continuous Innovation to Create Radically Successful Businesses by Eric Ries. Now, this book teaches you how to launch and grow a company by applying the principles of lean manufacturing and agile development. The main lesson of this book is that you can create a successful business by following these steps. Build a minimum viable product or MVP that solves a real problem for your customers. Measure key performance indicators or KPIs that reflect your progress and learnings. Learn from your validated feedback from your customers and experiments. Pivot or preserve based on your validated learning and vision. Great startup manual. This is Startup 101. If you're building anything, it's really great to dive into these entrepreneur books as well. And they're not just for complicated startups. If you're selling a service, if you are a consultant, please go into these books because there are lessons that are applicable. The book also covers some things like how to define a value hypothesis and a growth hypothesis, how to use innovation accounting and split testing to track and improve your metrics, how to use the 5 whys and the 3 A's, actionable, accessible, auditable, to identify and solve problems in your company, and how to build a culture of entrepreneurship experimentation, and empowerment. Again, based on personal experience, tons of case studies, an exceptional startup Bible. Anyways, these are some books. I will do this all the time. So you're going to get lots of books that I love. But these are great books for sales, and then two bonus startup books. Hope you enjoy. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.